Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 6. Today we have blogger and professional Kiana Moore with us. This episode is for mature audiences only.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Oi! When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you're the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, apparel for those who dress to impress and empower. Oi!
McAnally in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Mac doesn't like this song.
This nigga Paul keep bringing up songs from my past. What's good?
What's up, man? Okay. Today's show, I'm really excited about.
Definitely.
It's probably going to be our most interesting show, conversation-wise. So, yeah. Should we introduce her? Introduce her.
So, today we have a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, talented, extraordinary lady with us today. I like to call her a whole fashion now. She says she's a professional power more. Miss Kiana Moore. How you doing?
Hello.
Y'all just set
that
up.
Was nice. Come that on, was smooth.
He made me hot and heavy.
Come
a little
on,
bit.
Man. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited.
So, Cardi B got engaged.
Yes.
And I know we were talking about it earlier, so.
The hoes are coming up. Getting engagement
the
rings.
Hoe up.
The hoe up. That's exciting.
No, I'm really happy for her. I really am. Yeah.
Like, how long have they been together?
No.
Not that long. It's the most ratchet-ass relationship ever.
Oh, so this publicity stunt. Okay.
She just broke up with him. Like a week ago.
I think she was joking about her blanket or something.
No, she made a I was just tripping post. Like, my bad, I overreacted.
It was about her blanket being lost or something, I think.
So she was wilding.
She was beefing with like her dad and everyone, she said. I don't know who it is playing. I think it was a joke.
Like, she was banging over a blanket?
Yes.
I think so. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
Little B got jumped.
I'm sorry.
What?
Base God.
This nigga got jumped by hella niggas.
That's fucked up.
It's not even. It's fucked up.
No, it was hilarious. It was hella
Little
niggas.
Little B stayed getting jumped or something like
that. I didn't know
damn.
That. I don't know.
I don't know what he did. But when he got up, like, they didn't even do no damage. He was like good.
He was still walking.
He was walking and he had no blood. And like.
But I mean, I don't know, because he was getting his ass beat.
I don't know.
Is his hair fake? His hair's not that
long.
You got
extensions?
The dreadlock extensions.
Yeah, I don't think that's real. I feel like he was just on an award not that long ago, and his hair
was like the nigga from How High.
He was faded up.
With the Marco Buddha.
Yes!
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That nigga stayed getting jumped by somebody. God damn.
Yeah, so. I watched the Khalif Browder story finally. Have you watched it?
I still haven't watched it because I'm scared to be like living angry.
Man, it makes you really hate white people, but who cares?
What can you say?
No, <I'm just kidding.
laughs> What can I say?
I'm just saying, it is what it is. It's
like,
a good story.
Feel? How did it make you feel when you watched it?
I really lack empathy, I felt it was a really moving story.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that you should watch it, because I felt a certain kind of way, so.
I'm gonna check it out.
No, it's a good story. It's like 6 episodes on Netflix, so watch that.
Okay, for sure.
And then I watched the Def Comedy Jam.
I still haven't seen that. Everybody said it was hilarious.
Dave Chappelle and, what's his face? Go off on Dave Chappelle and D.L. Hughley. How do you say his name?
Hughley. Oh, D.L. Hughley?
Yeah, him. They have like a little back and forth.
If we told them what being black in America is, would they believe us? Oh, this is not for television. This is just for us in the room. I'll ask you again more succinctly. If we told them what it was, would they believe us? No, fuck no, they wouldn't. Nigga, there's a fucking white supremacist starter kit at Target.
Yeah, let me get some tiki torches, some khaki pants, and a fucked up haircut. I got something going on next week. It's real right now.
That's hilarious, but it's a really good show,
too. B.L. Hughley's only funny, like, sometimes. Like,
yes.
He's, like, hit or miss.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle's hilarious. He was, like, making fun about how he had to read off the, what is it, the teleprompter.
Dave Chappelle's in his bag right now. He's just killing it.
Yeah.
I watched Stranger Things Season 2
Is it? Did you
on
binge
Netflix.
Watch it?
I binge watched it. I got two more episodes to watch, though.
Fuck, don't tell me about it, because I definitely follow it.
It's definitely worth watching. They did not disappoint.
I'm so excited. They were just the cutest. Like, that was the cutest thing
I've never,
ever.
I don't know what that is.
You should definitely watch Stranger Things.
What is it about?
It's about four kids that, you know.
It's about some, like, Goonies type shit.
Yes. With.
Did you like the Goonies?
They find, like, a girl and she's, like from Goonies. Out of this world. You didn't like the Goonies? Oh, just good girl, I'm a drink to that one. What? Hey, you guys. That's, like, my favorite fucking movie.
The Goonies. The MUU representatives on the Goonies. The ugliest big I ever seen.
That's probably why I don't like it.
He said MUU.
But, yeah, Stranger Things is popping.
He's pretty ugly. I definitely do.
There was these kids on Instagram rapping. Probably was a full video. I probably haven't seen the full video, but I guess it's from Milwaukee Excellence Charter School. There's sixth graders in some guy's math class. Mm-hmm. Teacher's math class. He posted them, and they're filthy. So I wanted to.
You shared that.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I posted on Instagram, but I wanted to play.
Support the shit out of that.
Definitely.
Lydia. I do no one thing, never quit. I am never not trying. I got a mission GPS. Go from so to shiny. And it's just a few years, cut just as I'm writing. I keep it pushing. No time for the striking. I'm writing. I got goals for scholarship. So every second is vital. PhD, bring me my title. Don't have no time for the night. Ain't in the private cycle. Won't be as bright as my idol. You see, the pressure is nothing. I go from 0 to 100. That means nothing to something. It's straight to college or running. You see, the learning I'm loving in college doors. And I'm coming and giving up. I'ma get it, educated, motivated, melanated, elevated. Got big shoes to fill, so I'ma do with class. I'm business for real. I'm at the top of my class. I'm talking MD, JD, and PhD, PharmD, OB, and of course ED. I got an appetite for education, so I'ma feed it. And I think I start my dissertation, 'cause I'm a nigga. So if you with me and you get me and you ready to grind, do me a favor and repeat these aceable lines. I am smart, I am strong, my life matter, I'm a bliss. Tea time.
So Issa Rae will be developing a 90s family drama for HBO with author Angela Flournoy. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly. The show will center around an African-American family living in Los Angeles during the 90s.
I'm fucking with Issa right now. I think she's dope.
I love her. Like, everything that she's about.
What do you love about her? Because I'm not familiar.
Well, as far as Insecure is dope.
Yes.
And then hearing about this show, like, a lot of the shit that she makes is relevant to, like, us in our generation, you know?
And she's also a dark-skinned black girl really doing
really
it. Because you don't really see dark-skinned black girls in media.
Right.
And especially that are actually praised for being beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, like, and she's gorgeous. So, like, I absolutely love everything that she's doing right now.
She's killing.
And she's definitely, she was like, I forget what award show she was at, and she was like, who are you running for? She was like, all the black people. And I was like, yes, nice. Keep it 100, bitch, because I love
she,
you.
Sing also?
Nah.
I don't think so.
She be rapping a little bit in her shows.
Yes.
She
freestyles in her shows.
She's fucking hilarious. Like, I don't know, like, all the comedians right now, like, in her class, the comedians are hella funny. Like,
yeah.
So, it's a good time for
I enjoy Insecure a lot. It's really relevant to the black woman, I feel like, especially going through life and relationships and dealing with that.
Right.
Her show, Insecure, really touches on that. And I'm, like, a nerd, and so she. So, like, we definitely have moments that are very similar. I love her.
That'll be, I think I'll actually watch that. It seems like that'll be an interesting show because I don't watch Insecure.
You should. It's hilarious.
Definitely should. I yeah. definitely think you should.
He comments a lot on it on Facebook about Insecure. He'd be like, oh my God. He would, yes.
I fuck with
the show.
This is dope.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to get on it. Niggas, things change. So Tyrese is in court responding to child abuse and DV allegations.
This nigga, this old relationship guru ass nigga.
Right.
It's a bitter custody dispute, apparently.
Can we just touch on the fact that he's like super, I'm like the racial relationship dude to ask for everything. Like, that's him.
That's how
and
he
then
acts.
Like now he's in a DV situation.
Right. Right, well, he apparently beat his daughter, beat, quote-unquote, between 12 to 16 times. The wife or ex-wife claims that he hit their daughter. So,
I mean, was it just an ass whooping?
Couldn't sit down due to pain. Mom, dad beat me so hard that it hurts when I sit down, is what the girl apparently said.
Damn.
And, you know, he's also shit like she's bitter that he broke up with her. He moved on, so she's trying to get him back.
He's saying that she's being coached, you know.
And she's coaching him.
And that shit happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
It definitely happens.
Little setup fucking kids, though. Don't be lying on me, little bitch. I don't care.
Find out Tyrese is out here not practicing what he preaches.
But hopefully, you know.
I will return his book.
Beating is, you know, that's a bit much.
I mean, I got beat.
Because I'd be whipping my kids' ass.
I got beat as a kid. I'm turned out fun.
That's how they turn into fucking serial killers and school shooters is when they don't beat their fucking ass.
I mean, but they can still do it if you beat them, but you got to talk to them after you beat them. You can't just beat your kids and just leave them alone. Beat your kids and then let them know what happened.
They're like, fuck you, mom.
Men are assholes. So it says in court recently, Norma claimed in 2007 while she was pregnant with Shayla, with their daughter, Tyrese had burst into the bedroom after midnight, poured water on her, and then eventually punched her 8 to 10 times in the body. And that just sounds so familiar. No, I'm just kidding.
Sounds excessive.
Niggas are crazy.
This nigga sound like a typical dark skinned nigga. You know they think dark skinned niggas beat women.
Not all niggas.
What? Don't ever say that. My baby's dad is definitely light-skinned.
Light-skinned too, my
thank you. Let me tell, I'm trying to tell you. Good. I ain't never been hit by a dark-skinned dude ever before in my life.
Yeah,
me neither. That's funny. Mary J. Blige and her estranged husband, Martin Isaacs, or I don't know how to say that, are in deep debt. But, she's willing to let him off the hook for the low, low price of $6 million. The low, low, right?
But I settle right now for $6
million. No.
But they're like 11,000 in. 11, over 11 and a half.
Bro, that says 11
so
million.
11, that's what I mean. Over 11 million and a half. So six.
Shit.
6 million is the low, low for that.
How does she end up in that much debt?
I don't know. I don't get this one. So explain this to me. So she's willing to let him off the hook. Who's she? It's her husband. Who's in debt? They're both in debt together.
So, I mean, she's the one with the money. So basically, she's trying to make this nigga help her pay this shit. And she's already paying him spousal support, which he got an increase on that spousal support.
$30,000 a month.
Jesus.
And that got increased 35 more K.
He gets $30,000 a month. Talk about role reversal.
He tried to get it. Oh, he tried.
Yeah, he tried to get it doubled to 60.
He's trying to live.
Damn.
If bitches can get spousal support, so can niggas.
He's
I'm
saying
gonna go
that
get
her
me a
divorce
celebrity.
Songs ruined his reputation nationwide, so he couldn't get a job.
Ain't nobody know who the fuck he is. I don't even know who he is.
I can't even say his name. I don't even know.
I've never seen him before.
Because when Mary's hurt, she makes the best music. So
yes.
Thank you for breaking her heart, because she come out with some shit.
Yeah, she does.
She's about to be in there.
When she's happy and shit, that's how Keisha Cole is. Don't nobody want to
hear you happy
and
shit.
Yeah.
Go get your fucking heart broke.
Yeah, some people can hear happy, can do happy music, but them bitches can't. Amazon launching a new delivery system. Amazon wants to unlock your front door and deliver your packages when you're not home. In the fight against holiday season, porch pirates.
Amazon is sucking my dick.
Porch pirates.
The fuck?
Porch pirates. Is that what they're called?
That's definitely not a service directed towards niggas.
Definitely sounds hella sexual.
Porch pirate.
Yes.
Oh my god. Wait, hey, we'll get to that part of the show. Look at
fucking porch pirate.
I'm sorry, that definitely sounds like a king.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about so letting a dude come in.
It won't come cheap. It's launching in 37 cities, and you will first have to order a $250 Amazon key in-home kit that you gotta put in your crib with a cloud cam that comes compatible with a smart lock. So,
I wonder, is it a monthly thing? Prime in 37 cities.
I mean,
after the $250, then you pay monthly, or is it part of your Prime membership? I don't know.
I'm assuming it's part of your Prime membership.
I don't
membership.
Need that shit.
No, I don't
that's
need
cool
that
though. I'm probably the only person that doesn't use Amazon like that, but I hear there's everything on there, so enrollment for the 2008 Affordable Care Act again. That's November 1st through December 15th. And we are going to keep reminding y'all about that. So go ahead and sign up for that.
Trump don't want y'all to know, but we want y'all to know. Go get that health insurance.
Yep. All right. That's tea time.
Tea time. Sports. You watch sports? You don't watch sports.
I don't watch TV. I really don't have time to watch TV.
So, in latest NFL racial news, Houston, Texas owner Bob McNair on protest says, we can't have inmates running the prison.
Saw that on CNN.
Can't have the inmates running the prison.
We cannot have the inmates running the prison. Speaking at a meeting between owners, team executives, Commissioner Roger Goodell, Houston, Texas owner Bob McNair reportedly said, I'm going to say it again, we can't have the inmates running the prison.
I mean,
in response to players taking a knee during the United States National Anthem. He later apologized via Twitter, paraphrasing, I regret that I used that expression. I never meant to offend anyone, and I was not referring to our players. I used a figure of speech that was never intended to be taken literally. Shut your ass up.
What do you mean? I hear people say that, oh, it's taken out of context. No,
no,
whatever.
You said what
that
you meant
was
to
the
say,
context.
Fam.
It wasn't taken out. That's what you were talking about. What do you mean?
Who else are you talking about? How are you not talking about the players? You're talking about the training staff?
Dude.
He didn't just expect bullshit. To get caught is what the fuck it was. And white people play this role all the time.
Right.
When it comes to that, like, oh, I didn't know it was going to offend you. It's called microaggression.
He probably has money in a prison. All these fucking
Texas,
that's all they do.
He got a couple prisons.
You're looking at modern day
slavery.
Exactly. Modern day, that's all they do. Like, okay, we can't have a plantation, so we're going to invest in a sports team and a prison.
You see the combines they're trying out. Negro sports, for real. It's
so
crazy.
As a result, Texans players wanted to walk out of practice after the comments, but were persuaded to stay. Houston star wide receiver, though, DeAndre Hopkins, did not come to practice because of the comments, so he's the only one taking a stand.
I mean, if all the NFL players really just stood together and took a stand, like, niggas run that shit. Like, that's all black players.
94%.
That's what I'm saying. If they all refused to come to work, then there would be, I feel like, a change. But people are so scared, and then, like you know, I feel like black people have a hard time coming together for one single cause.
Yeah.
You know? And so I feel like the football players should definitely take a stand and use their platform and stand together, because
even
the shit's ridiculous.
One game.
One
you know?
Game.
Right.
One
we.
Game.
I will take
the
it.
Fine. Take the fine.
Listen, white people
league?
Haven't cared
take
about
the
shit.
Fine.
The
right.
League.
You have the money game. To take the fine.
Take the fine.
For real.
The whole game.
I got my Colin Kaep shirt on today, by
hey.
The way.
Hey. No, for real, this shit's ridiculous. That's so offensive.
Yeah. For real.
So, in NBA news, Draymond Green and Bradley Beal got ejected after they got into a little tussle. The Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green and Washington Wizards guards Bradley Beal got tangled up and ejected just before halftime of Friday night's game in Oakland. The Warriors then rallied back down from 18 to win the game by 3, 120 to 117. Green says after the game, I was taught as a kid, if someone hits you, you hit them back.
Y'all know how I feel about Green. He's a bitch. He's a disrespectful little ass bitch. He needs his ass beat.
Don't be talking about my nigga Draymond.
He needs his ass beat.
Draymond is my favorite player in the league.
You just like him because he plays for the Warriors. No, he's LeBron's
first of all,
team.
I've been a Draymond fan since Michigan State.
Are you team LeBron?
Sure, definitely.
I've been a Draymond fan since Michigan State.
So I've been a LeBron James fan. I call myself the LeBron James.
Cool. You're one of those.
Don't come for me
and
my fans.
You're one of those.
I've been watching Draymond since Michigan State.
He's a bitch. So you've been a fan of a bitch, and that's fine.
That's the type of player you need on your fucking team.
He said you've been a fan of a bitch.
That's the type of player you need on your team, Draymond Green.
Yeah. He needs his ass beat.
I bet you LeBron will play with him.
I definitely see his
Probably
ass
not.
Beat.
Anybody gonna beat Draymond's ass?
Like, yes. He needs to get
LeBron,
chin.
But LeBron looked like he was gonna rock him
that one
finals.
Time when he. That's the only time I ever seen him like genuinely mad. Like
mama.
He was like, no, I'm not. Like I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I'm not trying to be cool. I'm gonna.
But fam, I'm about to get on you. And Draymond
he was
like,
pissed, and that's when he hit him in the nuts.
Yeah. Ooh.
He was pissed. Or he called him a bitch. That's what
he
it was. Called
he called him a bitch. But yeah, so they got in a fight, whatever. It wasn't no fight. They just, you know, Bradley Beal hit him with a little backhand. Whoosh, and then they grabbed each other. And then they fell to the ground.
How do you feel about being backhanded as a man, though?
Don't fucking backhand me. That's so disrespectful.
Wait, who got backhand?
Bradley Beal backhand
nice,
Draymond.
The bitch.
Come on,
like
man.
He back. Like she got backhanded like a bitch. Like for bitch sure.
My so cousin, now we're supporting DV on backhanding.
Hey, that's
not DV. They're definitely
that's
at
work.
I know
that's
right.
Assault.
Workplace assault. Yeah.
Work harassment. Whatever.
Right.
So my cousin Avian he just had a fight from LA Fitness on the basketball on the hoop court on his like Instagram story. I was dying. He's like, there's always some fights up here.
I was never the type to lose my cool. I probably got like one technical foul, but I got in a fight playing basketball at Airmo City one time. The dude threw the ball at me. I will beat your ass on this court. I was big. I grabbed this nigga. Like, oh, nigga.
Pick him up.
I got ejected and we lost.
Look, you just make like that.
And I couldn't play the next game.
Yeah. That sucks.
Look, was it worth it?
No.
You're a big-ass black dude. They're definitely going to be scared.
Back to the NFL. We got a little juice. Steve Smith says on live TV that he will beat Michael Irvin's ass. Steve Smith had what you call, what we call from the boondocks, a nigga moment.
Right.
Michael Irvin was on his head about his plaid pants. And Steve Smith told him dead ass facing the camera that he's gonna whoop his ass the next time he sees him.
Heads up on sight.
He did not smile. He did not laugh. He did not do anything of the sort.
That's so funny.
Michael Irvin tried to like shrug it off and was like, you know.
No.
But Steve Smith, bruh, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Heads up on sight. Run these hands.
Steve Smith, like he's only like 5'10", but he's a tough dude. Like he's a tough. He probably would beat Michael Irvin's ass.
He got mad about his pants. Nigga.
He was hurt.
Right. Time for music.
Are you first this week?
Yep.
Who you got?
My song this week is Win Big by. Well, it's Burner featuring Young Dolph.
Okay.
The city just hiring from Vice. Got Biscotti rolled up. Homie, pass me the light. This that fly shit. Yeah, they get high shit. Lemonade, rosin with the lemonade tie stick.
Got one life to live. Zero fucks to give. Smoke another pee, count another meal. Wake up every morning, can't believe this shit real. Wake up every day like how the fuck I get here. Got one life to live. Zero fucks to give. Smoke another pee, count another meal. I still can't believe it, damn. That I really did it, damn. Having my way with this shit that's including these bitches. You not about your digits, nah. I don't wanna kick it, nah. Bitch, shut up and listen, bitch. Bitch, play your position, nah. Look how these rocks glisten. Trigger finger itching. Whoa. A whole lot of friends or a whole lot of millions.
Which one?
One or the other in the raw repair. Pretty face, fat ass, I might take a chance in a club.
I like that song. Dolph always talks about fat bitches with fat asses, though. Like, oh, if you ain't got a fat ass, he needs to be my friend because I don't have a fat ass, so you won't try to fuck. We could just be cool. He always talks about a bitch with a fat ass.
He would definitely love me.
There you go.
Look it.
That nigga dog.
We gotta get her. We're almost to our interview. Our interview segment. We're
almost there. It's about to go down. So my song.
I was gonna finish that for you, but.
I've been listening to this duo called, they go by Lion Babe. I'm late to music, so they whatever, but they're dope. And I listen to different shit.
Who
so the
it?
Song, they're called Lion Babe.
Oh, Lion Babe.
Hella dope. It's called Satisfy My Love. It's some different shit.
For me, can you satisfy me? Can you surprise me? Don't want it typical.
Lion Babe. Uh-huh. I fuck with that. I've been listening to different,
she's different
shit.
She's different.
I love her voice.
You guys were sending those songs to the group chat and I was listening. I just haven't found one yet that I really like, but she's different. It's
she's
cool.
She's different. I fuck with it.
Nice.
Oi. When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you were the official you. Introducing Oi Brand.
So today, join the show. Well, she's been here, but blogger and professional, Kiana Moore.
You gotta say professional.
Professional.
There you go.
Kiana Moore.
Hello.
Hey.
That's my nigga.
Okay.
That's the perfect song.
So pretty much. You were telling me that you have been in the sex industry for how long?
I've been in the sex industry since I was about 22.
Okay.
When I moved to LA,
right.
I used to interview porn stars. So, yeah, I was a blogger. Well, I still am a blogger. And I used to write a sex blog. I used to write about my sexcapades, you know, relationships, orgasms, just informing people, women especially, about you know, our female bodies and stuff like that. Like, I just used to write about my sexual adventures, and I got a radio show gig off of that. Mm-hmm. And I went to AVN. I've met a few porn stars. I've been on set. I've had sex with a couple of porn stars too.
Nice.
You know,
had to try,
had to
it
try
out,
that out.
Right?
Bucket list. For but yeah, so I've been in the sex industry for a while, and I took some time off because I became a mother, and you know, dealing. I was in a heterosexual monogamous relationship, so that was not flying with him. And then now I'm here. I'm like, fuck it, might as well go all the way for show.
So how long have you been in the Seattle
sex industry?
Right.
My hoeversary is February 17th.
The hoeversary, nigga.
Yeah. That's kind of like Aquarius. I'm Aquarius.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I started during a time, you know, Aquariuses are dope.
Nice.
But, yes, my hoeversary. I haven't been doing actually being an actual escort for that long, but like.
So February is coming up on you.
February is coming up. I'm definitely going to celebrate.
Nice.
You know?
Oh my goodness. What are you going to do?
I don't even know. I might go on like a strip tour. Like, I might just learn a routine on a pole and just hit up all the amateur nights and make some money.
And like go do like a road trip?
Yes.
That would be.
Yo.
He's trying to come.
I'm definitely coming.
He's driving me.
I'm having the camera. It's
lit. But before actually being an escort, you were in the sex industry for how long?
Since I was, about 6 years. I'm 28. Years. So okay. Since I was about 22 when I moved to LA, yeah. I mean, sex has always been what I excelled at.
Right.
So, and, you know, I've you get trained to think that that's not what you're supposed to be doing as a woman. You know, sexuality is not as necessarily something that is praised. So it was something for me when I got to move out of state, like I got to be who I really wanted to be, you know, so, right. And nobody really knew me. So I was like, F it, I'm about to, this is what I'm good at. Like, this is what I love to do. I wake up every day, like I love what I do. Yeah. So
you're, where are you from?
I'm from here.
So you're from here?
I'm from the North End, but Seattle.
Yeah.
So people don't get confused.
Right.
You know, yeah, but I'm born and raised. My family's
been
here.
So you left and went to LA.
I left and went to LA and came back. Yeah. I was like, fuck it.
Because you did say you have the support of your family.
Yes, I do. I am a single mom. I do live by myself.
Right.
I'm not on state assistance. I don't get any child support. I don't have a boyfriend. You know, like that's not, I don't live with anybody, so. And, you know, rent out here is expensive.
Yeah.
Please, my two-bedroom is $1,400. They just raised my rent.
And you're north.
I'm in Everett,
not even
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Stupid. I know, 14.
Might as well be.
I live right next to Boeing, so it makes sense, but yeah.
Right.
Definitely one of the reasons why I started. I became a hooker. I was like, I used to tell people all the time, like, you know, if I ever got into a position, I would sell my pussy, and I would definitely, like, I would definitely hoe up, like,
yeah.
And it just, the time never came, because I used to, you know, I used to be a D-girl, I used to sell drugs, and right. I, you know, I'm going from a 25 to life felony chances to a misdemeanor, and, yeah. Like, that's, like, essentially the choice that I have made, but, you know, so I stopped fucking with drugs and that whole thing, because I'm a single mom, like I said, and mm-hmm. I couldn't risk that. That's not a risk I was willing to take, so I just...
So being a mom, how is that in, you know, in being a hoe?
I mean, like, I guess, how do you transition?
I mean, being, because a lot of hoes have
mom yeah. by day, hoe by night.
Right. So, no, not like that.
But I'm
just saying, a lot of hoes have children.
They do. And it's a hard transition because, like, sometimes you do have to go out of state or you do have to travel. So it's a hard thing. But, like, when I'm away from my son, I definitely turn into a different person. It's like a click. Like,
right.
You know, being a mom, like, I just make sure that give him his time when I'm with him. I don't be on my phone much. I don't be on social media. I make sure that I'm completely and totally engaged with my child.
Right.
You know, and that's, I actually have way more freedom with my kid being a hoe than I do actually working a regular 9-to-5. So, like, I see my kid way more. I can take him to do things, like, that I actually want to do. You know, so it's actually, I feel like it's more empowering being a hoe and having a child. Like, I wouldn't have it either way. Like, my kid's gonna be in private school.
Right.
Like, I'm not even fucking with a...
Look it.
I'm just, fitted. Please.
Look it.
I mean, it's not even about fitted. Like, my thing is... that's another thing. Yes.
Art.
My goal is to open up, like, a bank account. Like, I'm getting his bank account. I'm starting his thing. Like, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this all the way. And I'm gonna do it correctly.
A college fund.
College fund. So he don't gotta do what I had to do.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying he's gonna be a hoe, but
I'm
like.
A gigolo.
Hey, I can't fucking say it.
You got a song for every situation.
Wow. He really does.
So, like, describe.
What the fuck?
This nigga Nick Cannon.
Wait, was R. Kelly in that? Because that definitely sounds like R. Kelly's song. Oh, okay. I was like, I just.
Describe, like. A day in the life of Kayana Moore, like
when I'm on the road or when I'm at home.
When you're on the road, when you're out doing what you gotta do.
When I am on the road, a day in the life of Kayana Moore is nonstop. I'm an internet hoe, so like I don't go to
the strip.
I go to strip club for fun, but I go to strip club to make tricks pay for the strippers. Like, I'm one of those because I want to be friends with the strippers because they're gonna know everything about everybody in the city.
So you'll bring the tricks to the strip club and be like,
even if I walk into a strip club, mm-hmm. like they come to me immediately. Right. And, like, girls don't like that. I would feel some type of way if I was a stripper and, like, all of a sudden a bitch comes in and then
all of her
money goes over to this bitch because, you know,
yeah.
I'm not shaped like most of these bitches. I'm thicker than a Snickers, so they want a real woman sometimes.
Because we did go to the strip club, me and my cousin, our publicist.
Yes.
And these bitches, I'm talking about no ass, no titties. Like, it was like, what the
bitches,
fuck? I could be out there. Like,
it'd be like one booty cheek flapping. And I'm like,
definitely booty do, you know. There was like maybe like a couple, like there was like two that stood out because they had ass and it was probably fake.
Right. Well, so definitely that's my goal. Like, I try to make sure that they tip nice. I'll be like, you treat them nice, baby. Make sure you treat them nice. And, like, I convinced, like, when the last time I went to a strip club, I made the guy give the stripper $100 for a dance. But I got the dance, too. So it was, like, right. a couple's dance. It was pretty fantastic. But,
yeah.
It was so great.
It was win-win.
But, so it's a full of strip clubs, my day in the life, internet hoeing. So I basically Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I have a premium Snapchat that I... You know, I've completely monetized all of my social medias.
So if you're doing anything, you're getting paid for it.
Essentially, yeah.
That premium, I keep hearing about the premium Snap. So this
yes,
is a real thing.
Yes, it is a real thing. So it's just a regular Snapchat that you promote.
No.
Yeah, there you go. Just a regular Snapchat that you promote to, you know, your fans. So, like, I use Twitter as a platform and Instagram as a platform and also my board platform as well. And I just promote that. So, like, they just subscribe. Like, so before you let them follow you, you make your account private and right. they send you your money. I collect Amazon gift card because, unlike you, I use Amazon for everything.
Right.
I swear
no,
Amazon funds the whole world for sure.
No, most people, though.
For sure. It was made for hookers. It was like, you I'll give you an example. Like, I charge...
So, like, so you pay to get a membership?
They get a membership. So, like, basically, you know, they want to see me get ready. They want to see what I'm doing. They want to see if I'm cooking. They want to see when I'm getting ready for dates. And, like, they want to see what type of things. And, like, I also do private videos. If you want me to say your name while masturbating, like, I'll definitely tell you video. And I do, like, shows and shit. So, like, if you want to see me do a show, like, I'll promote it. And then, like, I'll get people that want it, that want to see the Snapchat show as well.
So what is it like? How do you bill them monthly?
Okay, so basically, my week is $10, my month is $25, my year is $40, and then like I have a lifetime, so you just forever.
Right.
And I just save their names in my Snapchat with like little emojis. I have my flyer. Do you want to see it? I know. That's my flyer. Yeah, I post it on my Instagram. I post it on my Twitter. I make sure that I definitely promo it. And that's how... Because, you know, you get fans. I know. That's my body.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, all aspects. I really, you know, so I just basically promo myself when I'm out of town. That's what my life is like.
Yeah. Nice. So... In this game, I'm assuming there are, like, a lot of risks. So have you ever, like, come into, like, contact with, like, any violence within this game?
Honestly, my thing is you are the energy that you create. And if you go into this with a weak-minded mindset, if you go into this with thinking that something is going to happen, that's definitely that energy that you're putting onto the universe and will happen. I have been fortunate enough where I have not come in contact with anybody that has been violent towards me. You know, you get a lot of guys that try to cheat you most of the time out of money, or they'll try to fuck you without a condom. Like, that's really the issues that you deal with more so than violence. I know some girls go through that, but, like, I haven't. I actually like this, so I'm looking for a different type of client. I don't call them tricks. They're clients. I'm looking for somebody that wants an experience, that they want to feel my sexual energy and they want to gain it. So it's a spiritual connection. I give my energy to them. So, like, I don't attract that energy at all. Like, I haven't had anybody want to harm me.
Right.
And I'm pretty good at discerning through weirdos. Like, you can tell if they don't follow basic fucking screening instructions, like, then,
you know,
but I require an ID before you see me. You know, guys want to get mad. And I'll be like, listen, you give more information ordering a fucking pizza and you're ordering a hooker.
Right.
Like, give me your ID.
Right.
Get over yourself. You're not that special. Like, for sure.
So, speaking of violence, how do you feel about, because I know a lot of hoes have pimps for that reason. So how do you feel about that? Because you obviously don't have one.
I do not have a pimp. I'm like anti. I feel like if you can't do this by yourself, then it's really not made for you. Honestly. I really do. And it's like, I understand girls have to do what they have to do or they'll be in that position. I understand that. But, like, at the same time, I don't my phrases. I don't think that a man, I mean, eventually if you get to a point where you're actually really doing it and you're actually paying your taxes and you're really like getting bookings and you're being booked and quote unquote busy, you know, you do need a management company or somebody, a booking agent or whatever, but you're usually looking for a more professional, like somebody that's collecting your money and like, I don't know. I feel like it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I just don't have that mindset. I can never hand my money over to a man after I just suck some dick. Like, it just doesn't, that right. doesn't make any sense to me. Especially if you don't do anything for me.
Some bitches need that, though.
Some girls need that guidance or that push, or they just, they don't post. Like, so some girls need somebody to post for them because they're not motivated and they don't want to, you know, deal with that. And sometimes, like I said, you do get too busy when you do need a booking agent. But, like, you can find an actual legit booking agent.
Like, some of these bitches are. Just
but you're
boyfriends.
Talking about a different market than I'm in. You're okay. talking about, like, there's two different, like, I'm in a weird cusp right now because I'm, like, breaking out of this market that you're talking about with the hoes and the, like, I'm trapping, bitch, and they're showing all their money and, like, they're doing all this stuff. Like, right. I'm trying to, like, pay off my college debt and, like,
right.
you know, open up a business, and I'm legit trying to turn sex work into something that I can actually go and buy, like, property. So, like, I'm gonna get, like, pay taxes on my pussy, like, on my business. I treat it differently. You know, like, I'm a connoisseur. I'm looking for the most erotic, most crazy sex experiences. I'm not looking for, I'm not trapping.
Right.
I keep my mileage down as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know, essentially. I don't like pimps.
Some entrepreneur.
I just don't like pimps. I really don't. And a lot of dudes out here boyfriend pimp. Like, they really do this whole make you feel special and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, they got, like, three girls all fighting over each other.
Yeah.
It's just drama. I don't have time. I don't.
Yeah. But a lot of bitches is looking for boyfriends anyway, fake boyfriends.
But, like, why do you want your boyfriend to take your money? It should be the other reason, the other way around. That's, like, the reason why you started doing in the industry is to make sure that you were taken care of. Like, this dude is giving you money. Why wouldn't you apply that to every man? Right. Period. Like, that's how I feel. Why am I going to give you my money? I can't. I'm sorry.
Or they're doing it for the wrong reason.
Like I said, it's not built. Not everybody's built for this.
So how you feel about monogamy?
Huh.
Here we go with this.
I think that monogamy is a fallacy. I think that a lot of people are not, if you're looking at sexual, I think a lot of people lie to themselves about sexual exclusivity. If we were meant to be monogamous, we would be that same person that we were with when we first lost our virginities, all of us. We would never be interested in procreating or fucking anybody else. So I think that a lot of people mistake love and sex, and they combine that together, and sex is a behavior, and behaviors can't be controlled. It's natural. Sex happens. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't love that other person. It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have feelings for that other person or you appreciate them the most. It just means you're trying to fulfill a need that's not being met at the current time. And let's say, like, you're just chemistry, like, you go off vibes and stuff, like, your chemistry's hella crazy, and, like, why deny yourself that experience? Because, you know, and I feel like monogamy is a push and pull of control. It's conditional.
I don't think it's natural.
It's not.
No,
it's not natural.
I don't think it's natural.
I think, I mean, you know, monogamy was pushed on us in the early 1800s. It's for poor people. It's to keep us. And I think being in love is for, like, being broke. And, like, not saying that I don't love anybody, but I think that being in love and the whole fairy tale of, you know.
That was my pet peeve when.
Yeah, just, I'm not with it, you know, like, I'm not with the, oh, you know, I'm all about equal exchanges of power and empowering me, like, I'm gonna love whoever empowers me, period, you know, and, you know, at the time, you know, whatever that is, whether it be money, time, you know, whatever that is, if you're empowering me, I'm always gonna be loyal to you. So right now, like, my needs are financial. So, like, you empowering me, you're giving me what I need in order for me to make it and survive. I'm going to be loyal to you. And if you can accept that, you know, that's what I'm doing and it's a job. It's actually not something that, it's not glamorous at all. It's a 9-to-5. Like, I give my energy every day. So it's different.
And that's what pimps do. They empower, right?
How do they empower?
How don't they?
Please. Please explain to me how
they
empower.
Empower, or are they supposed to empower?
What do you mean, pimps?
Like,
I mean,
I feel like there was a certain way to pimp, and
that doesn't happen right now. Niggas is perpetrating fucking their hoes, okay? And like, for real, living with them and kissing them on the mouth, okay?
I've seen that.
For real, don't play. No. You're not, if it's about the money, it's not about the sex. And like, these dudes are sitting here really perpetrating. And like, I feel like you find that mostly, I'm not trying to talk bad about Seattle, but like, I feel like that's what you find here in Seattle. Like, I get pressed on the daily for sure. And I like playing with them. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, no. Like, and then I hit them with the ism. But it's interesting for sure.
So, advice what? That you would give to the ladies that are, you know, doing what you're doing, or
stay safe, screen, just please always use protection. Don't let them raw dog you. It's just not cool. And just get tested every 60 days. And like I said, screening is the most thing that keeps us safe. It is the only thing that you can really do to control. If something bad happens to you, you do have rights as a sex worker, believe it or not. I don't know if I can say this, but you know, there are resources. If you are looking for resources and trying to get linked into a community where you can safely express yourself or look to for legal advice, I do have that information for sure. Like, screening is probably the biggest thing. Require an ID. Don't risk your life for it. It's not worth whatever you're charging, for sure. Your life is not worth that.
Definitely.
For sure.
You said that you also write.
Yes. I do. Sexcapades.
Sexcapades.
That's what I call them. Oh.
Did you want to read something for us? Did you have something to read for us?
Let me get on my thing. Yeah, I actually do. I started writing Sexcapades because I just was looking for amazing sex. So I started my blog, and it's called Monica's Box Stop. And I just started writing about my crazy sexual experiences. Cause when I was in LA, like, I literally used to get up and get ready, and I used to like sport fuck. I would go into the nearest, like, I would just go out just knowing that I was gonna go home with somebody that night. Like, for sure, that's definitely what I was gonna
sport
do.
Sport fuck.
Wait,
I was gonna say, sport fuck? That's lit.
That's lit. Can we order food?
Yeah, I definitely used to sport fuck. I know. Because I was just looking for, like, the adventure, and I've had some amazing sexual experiences. And now that I'm, like, hooking, it's like, damn, bitch, like, you could have died that night. Like, you did not know who he was, and you did not give a fuck, and you were in a different city. So, it's definitely, so that's, I started writing about that, and I also do poetry. I do sex poetry. I do everything.
You do sex poetry?
I got one for you.
Okay.
Let me get a drink and clear my throat. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Drink. I'm gonna order food.
Please. And then here we go. Looking for love in all the wrong places. I've become blatantly complacent with the changing faces in my bed. My heart yearns for love as my body craves less. I'm addicted. Addicted to the non-commitment that is given during addicted to the non-commitment that is given during our intermission of our sex games. Addicted to the heat that's between the sheets when we meet. Addicted to your touch that instantly makes me blush between my thighs. As I look into your eyes, I see nothing, but I want something that's more than just this temporary lust.
Nice.
So how long have you been writing?
I've been writing my whole life. Like, I've always been writing poetry. Like, that's definitely, like, one of the things that I love to do. I'm a wordsmith. My lituation. I love doing my play on words. That's definitely what I enjoy doing. I'm a Gemini, so it's, you know, Tupac is a Gemini. All the greatest writers. Yeah, we're definitely Two-faced, yes. Yes.
I do have two different sides.
Yeah, I do.
My sister's a Gemini.
Yeah, we are definitely, we will switch on you, but, you know, writing has always been a way for me to express my feelings. You know, I had a really rough childhood, and that's probably one of the only ways that I could really express myself was reading and writing. I loved reading books to escape, and then I would write just to, like, get my feelings out because I'm not good at discussing my emotions whatsoever. So, yeah, that's, I've been writing since I was like high school, middle school. Like it was, you know, I was constantly teased. I grew up in the suburbs. I was the only black kid in school. So, you know, I was constantly teased, hair pulled, hair, you know what I mean? Like just typical, you know, definitely I was the one at fault getting in trouble, you know, type shit. So I just, and I was bigger. I was thicker than most of the girls. So I was just teased and that just was my outlet. You know, and I just used to leave bitches alone.
You were talking about your experiences. Did you want to share any crazy
Do you want a crazy Do you want a civvy sex experience or do you want like a working sex experience? And like, okay, I have one.
So I have civvy sex.
Civvy sex?
Explain the term.
So, civvy sex is when I have work completely off the clock. So, like, it's my personal time.
Right.
That's civvy sex. You know, it's a... I like to keep civilians. Yeah, they're civilians. I call women that don't hold civvies,
too. Is it free? That's what you're saying?
I mean, it's not necessarily free. I guess it's free. Like,
you know, it's
other shit.
They're beneficial in other ways.
They're beneficial, exactly. Definitely. They're beneficial whether I need them to exchange their sexual energy with me so that I can actually, you know, go to work. Like, I'm inspired by sex.
Right.
So, you know, I need to have sex in order for me to work. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no...
Right.
Because if I keep having work sex, it's not always the best.
Yeah.
So...
It's work.
At the end of the day, people don't understand, like, it really is work.
So do you have a
I do. I'm polyamorous. I currently have two partners outside of my work life, and they both provide different things for me, and they both know about what I do, and they actually both know each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, like, everyone's dream. Isn't that what everyone wants?
Yeah.
I got a nigga for everything.
You really think about it. You got a nigga for everything.
Well, that's not every nigga.
Right.
No, like I know. I'm saying. No, dudes. Some dudes want to have, like, two bitches.
Yeah, and I'm cool down. Like, if I once I get a primary partner and, like, I really, like, you know, that's what I have. Like, I definitely want, like, a girlfriend for sure. You know, three in the house. I'm definitely down. You know, but I do believe in... female, like, equality. Like, if you believe in polygamy, then you need to believe in polyandry, because that is actually something that is true, you know.
Which is what?
Polyandry is when a woman has multiple husbands. So, and they're actually completely and totally devoted to her. Mm-hmm. So, it is...
Some tampons and shit. I'm gonna go to the store. Well, shit, I'm gonna clean the kitchen before she get back. You know she be tripping.
Yeah.
Yo.
You know.
I can't imagine being in the bed sleep and my wife getting pounded by her other husband and it's hella loud. I'm like, man, that should be me right now.
Well, you have to understand, like, kings used to marry off their queens.
So, yeah.
Back in the day, if you want to go back into history. That's what used to happen. I mean, we've been used as collateral since the beginning of time. Women are an essential
key. The most valuable resource.
No, for sure. We are the giver
to
life.
So give us a work story.
A work story?
Okay. And then we're going to play some games.
Okay, so I have a client. And this is going to get really explicit. It's my first time meeting him, and he passes screening. He does everything. And my typical client is... a 45 to 65 year old man, white man. So
married
for sure. Yeah. When I will say 99.9% of the time they are married, or have a girlfriend. So basically he comes in, and when you're dealing in most of my most cases, I'm dealing with micro penises. So, oh, we're getting lit. It's gonna happen. So I require a shower. So like I will take a shower with you. So like let's say it's an hour and I want to waste some time. Like 20 minutes in the shower is super hot and heavy,
right.
And you don't have to do anything. Just,
right,
just wash him down,
right.
And then you know that he's clean. So I require a shower and. I know, I figure out that I'm dealing with a micro penis situation, so like I have to like mind prep myself for it.
How often? You're saying like what percentage would you say? It's a
micro penises? About 80% of the time.
Damn.
How big is a fucking micro penis?
A micro penis is like, it's just, I don't know. And like some guys are fat too and they have like a little fupa, so like the penis, the dick doesn't come all the way out.
Wait, so you're hella thick, so like how does that even work out?
I am in a fantastic actress. Thank you.
Actress,
a lot of dirty talk. Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You yeah. like that? And just ball rubs, you know. Listen. So we start out in the shower and he's like super excited. He's about 5'5", 260. You know, he got a lot of going on. He's definitely out of shape.
5'5", 260.
Yo.
5 with a little dick.
Yes, that's.
I'm pissed.
I'm so glad I'm 6'7". I'm so glad
I'm 6'7".
I can't.
He's like 65. He's breathing really heavy, so like I know that I can't do too much because he might die. Like that's my biggest fear as a hooker is that I have a client die on me,
right.
For sure.
Like, don't die on my wife.
For real, go outside and at least be in your car before you pass.
You need a nigga.
For real.
You need a die clause if you die. Like.
For real. No, seriously.
You
so mean, I tell them. I tell them to eat their Wheaties before they come and see me for sure. Like you better. Be prepared.
little dick.
Anyways, so we're in the fucking shower and I'm washing him or whatever, and he's super excited and he's talking and rambling and we're getting hot and heavy or whatever. And so we dry off and we get to the room. And, you know, I do covered everything, so I put the condom on. And I have, like, a technique with micropenises to get the condom over the dick because it's actually extremely harder than what you think because they don't have a lot going on down there. So, like, I, like, put my mouth on the condom and, like, I suck the dick and, like, I put it down. See, we're getting there.
Wait,
okay.
My phone now. Okay.
This is, for safety purposes, I want to make it known that I am completely safe when I do this. And so... We're getting there, and like his, it's like this big. If you guys like, it's probably like 2-3 inches, about this big.
It's kind of
skinny, okay? So he's like, okay, I'm done with that. And he kept telling me to gag myself. So I was like, what? He was like, gag on the tick, gag on it. And I was like, I'm making the noise and everything, right? It's getting there. And so he asked for me to get on top, which is usually what they want when they have micropenises, because that's like the only way that they can really, you know, from the back is too much. And so I'm like riding it, right?
Oh my goodness.
I'm riding him and I'm like going. I'm like, yes, baby, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not really moving. Like, I'm just, you know, but. You know, like, I naturally get aroused by somebody. Like, it may sound, I don't know, out of this world, but, like, I get aroused when somebody is super erotic and, like, hella, like, fucking nasty. Like, that's...
Yeah.
He was a freak.
He was hella nasty.
Oh, he was hella nasty.
Was he calling like, you a bitch and stuff?
No. I know. I do like them, but, like, no. No.
What does, like, dirty talk sound like in these situations?
In these situations, I'm like, oh, yes, baby, like, I just moan a lot.
Yeah.
And I play with my nipples. So like, I give them a visual because I'm on top, you know. I'm just like, yes.
Right.
Body rubs because, like, you know, it's a show.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm bouncing. Like, I get my rhythm going. And then, like, I slip up and, like, come out way too hard. And I hear a fucking snap. And I'm like, and, like, I freak out. And he goes, don't stop. It's fake.
Boy, if you don't get
it. And I was like, what? I said, right. So I start dying laughing. I can't even go. So he explains to me that he has rods in his dick for erectile dysfunction. So it was metal. So like he didn't feel it at all. Like nothing. He has no sensation in his dick at all.
Why did he even fuck?
Why did he not tell me? That's my fucking question. Like,
so
if you're,
what is he feeling?
I am.
That's my not question. I'm pissed. Like, warn somebody. I'm a hooker. You hired a hooker. That's something that you disclose to a hooker.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you can lie to the bitches on the street about that shit.
Right.
But like, this is, I'm about to go hard, and like, you, I deserve to know that this is what I'm dealing with. You have erectile dysfunction, and you got rods in your dick. Tell me.
Yeah.
Communicate.
Yeah, definitely.
But he's like now a regular. He loves me to death. Like, he's a regular. Yeah.
So what? He just
he did. What? He's a regular. I see him like.
Oh, does he bust a nut?
No.
He don't bust a nut.
No, he's like his goal in life. So he'll pay. Like, so we'll sit and we'll try to like go for like we'll go for a good hour, and like he'll go. He was like, I really want you to make me do it. He was like, I haven't came in like 3 years. I was like, what?
Oh, like, we got backup.
I was like, how? Yeah. And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I said, I was like, did something like, you know, the surgery do something? Like, because we're cool now. Like, he's not like, he's cool. He's cool. But he, definitely one of my crazier experiences in life. Like, definitely, I thought I broke his dick and it was fake. Like, I was not.
I was like, dang, you broke
he
his
was
dick.
Like super hot and heavy in the moment, too. So,
wow.
I mean, yeah. I mean, shit like that. I know. I know. I have another one, too. I have another one, too. I fucked I went and met with this dude who had a Pikachu obsession, and I had like a Pikachu outfit on with like the Pikachu butt plug and everything. I swear to God.
So you was out
I sucked him with the Pikachu
with
ears. Yes, ass catch him, literally.
Oh, no.
Do you have a micro penis too?
Yes. I mean, I guess when, in retrospect, yeah. I think anything under 4 inches to me is a micro penis
definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. What the fuck? Anything under.
I know, right? We're very
six?
Spoiled as sisters. We are very spoiled.
Me.
I know, you'd be mad. You'd be like, what is this? What am I supposed to do? Does it, what does it grow? Is it a grower? Like, you're waiting for it and it doesn't happen. Like, I've dealt with a lot of situations. Female condoms are my best friend now that I've discovered them. I definitely use female condoms because it's just easier to just pretend.
Yeah.
It's just easier. Like, and then trying to struggle to put it on and the condom on, it just doesn't work.
Just
fuck it. Well, female
condoms. I'll put one on. It's cool.
Yeah, right. I'll just, you feel
how
me?
Are these motherfuckers married?
Listen, I do not understand. But like,
but that's why they're getting shmoney.
I mean, they, you know, for the most part, they're very generous. But like, yeah, I've had some crazy experiences in the game.
Is it worth the money? The crazy experiences?
Yes,
it's worth the money.
Every fucking dollar is worth it. Even on fucking bad days, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Even, you know, it's. I definitely love expressing myself sexually. So it's like, for me, it's like you're on the search for like the greatest adventure. You know, who's going to provide that for you? You know, like, I know girls that are doing full on like scenes for a day. Like, they'll go to like Leavenworth and be in a full scene mode with their client the whole entire time, like just dressed up. It's some crazy shit. And like, that's my goal. Like, I want to get taken
somewhere
for like a week, and like, I gotta play a role, like it's a sex game every day, and I get paid. Like, hell yeah, lit.
That's your goal. Bucket list.
And I'm gonna
let us know. When
I'm going to be like, yo, guess where I'm at? I'm gonna be dressed up in like something crazy and be like Princess Leia with some devil horns. Like, what's up? You know, we're really getting it in. Well, I do femdom work too, so that's
fun.
Which is what? I am a dominant. So I fuck them with a strap on.
Oh, and
pegging. I like it.
Yeah.
It's like,
if
I don't, are they still filming me?
Would you do that would you do that with civilian sex?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say, because if a dude
they like it a lot. I deal with a lot of white men, and so it feels good. It's like reverse. You know, it's like
they're like hella. They're like hella
it's like
nasty.
Like, you feel
so
me?
You
like
pounding nash for the ancestors.
Yes, you feel me? And like, I'm trying to
this
fuck you. I'm about to fuck the shit out of you because like, fuck, you know.
Oh my God.
One time, you know, and I really want to get into financial domination. It's actually a fetish. Like, white guys want you to fuck them because you're black, and then they're like, they want you to call them a dirty bitch and a slut and a whore and beat them up and punch them in the. I'm gonna come to this show the next time I come to the show. Mark my words. I'm gonna have a dude in a mask on a leash, and he's gonna be my slave. I'm gonna make him lick my shoe on the mark my words. I'm gonna come here. I'm gonna have I'm gonna have a slave.
Just make sure he's clothed.
I'll make sure he's clothed in girl clothes. I'm definitely have. That's my fetish. I like to be a dominant. That's my fetish for sure.
You can have a boy dress up in girl clothes.
Yeah.
On a leash.
Humiliation. They pay you for that.
Just have them in like little panties or something.
You feel me?
Yeah.
In the maid's outfit. You feel me? I got you. Yeah. I got you. Listen, I'm right here. It's it's for the culture. It's for the culture.
So, I know you don't fuck with like monogamous relationships.
Right.
But
I have been in
for the women that are in those.
Yeah.
What are some advice to them how to please their man sexually?
Suck his dick. Morning, noon, and fucking night. It's so easy. Like, if you just understand the value of sucking your man's penis, like, that's all I have to say.
Their dick sucked. Oh,
no, and they do, and they really do. They really do.
I do. Ooh.
They do. Like, wake up. Like, just show your appreciation. Even when you're mad, even when he's not being shit and he's being fucking some retard, suck his dick. He's not going nowhere. Even if he goes fucks the next bitch, he's coming back because you suck his dick every day. He's conditioned. It's classical conditioning. This is what he is expected. Yeah. He will get hot. He will get aroused at the same time every fucking day. Suck his dick every day at the same time and see if this nigga's at your house every day at the same motherfucking time. I'm trying to listen. Suck his dick. Stop being a fucking prude. And suck it.
Dick.
Suck it. Like.
And don't forget the balls.
Don't forget the balls. Don't do it.
Show the balls some love.
Like,
no, gentle. And just rub your face in them. Spit. Like, they like it. Like, listen, get nasty for your man. Spit on it.
Go up.
Gag on it. They like it. Get the waterproof sheets.
Nasty as it sounds. Throw up a couple times.
Listen, they like it. They love it. It's, you know, you just that make sure that that's what he wants. It's not about. I mean, in monogamy, I've been in a monogamous relationship, you know, and, you know, it takes a lot. But, like, just be cool. Like, you got all your lives to fucking beef. You feel me? Like, if you're going to be with somebody singly, like, make that shit worth it. Be cool. Like, don't trip all the time because nobody wants to be around anybody that's super negative. And, like, and it just turns into a pattern that's just not healthy. So just be cool and just calm, you know.
Just have, like, six
niggas. Just have
niggas.
Fun. Have fun. And,
have
like,
six niggas so you're not stressing.
Listen, I wake
so
up every
much,
day non-stressed, like, and I get good morning beautiful texts all day.
Definitely. I'm
you know,
definitely
like, and
not
that's,
stressed.
And I don't go, I do not worry about it. Like, I'm not worried about the next nigga. Like, I'm the type of person, like, I know that I'll still have access at you even if you get married.
Definitely.
Don't play. I'm gonna hit you up one time. I still will have access at you because that's how I feel about my energy towards you in your life. So if you don't have that type of confidence and you don't have the, you shouldn't be messing with that person. Right. I got access at you no matter what. That's
definitely
my thing.
So we're gonna play some games.
Okay.
Okay. It's name one thing, right? We're
name
gonna say one, name one thing or ask you a question, name one thing, right? You ready?
Okay. How okay. fast do we have to go?
Okay, we'll
Let's
see.
Let's do it.
It's our first time playing this.
Okay.
Name one thing. Name one thing you can't go to sleep without.
A kiss from my son.
You add to every meal.
What do I add to every meal?
Name one thing you add to every meal.
Tabasco sauce. Hot sauce.
Name one thing you need to start your day.
Dick.
Name one thing you lied to your ex about.
Ooh, dick.
Name one thing. This might be the same thing though. Name one thing you've been in a fight over.
Some dick. For sure. No, and it's me usually fighting them because they're not fucking me enough. Like, where the fuck are you at? This is a requirement. 2 times a day, nigga. 2 times a fucking day, okay? Get on the regiment.
What about with a bitch?
What?
Ever fought a bitch?
No.
Nope. Name
Never.
One thing. Name one thing you stole.
Dick. Identities. She said dick. Dick. Souls. I steal souls on a daily basis.
Definitely.
Look at do you see his face? Mac is ready. Mac has been waiting for me.
Take it.
Mac has been waiting for me for a long time.
So I heard you steal souls.
Top five coming out the gate.
Oh my goodness. Okay, name one thing you purchased with the intent to return it.
Ooh, curtains. Me and my son's father, I swear to God, me and my son's father, we used to hit licks, and I don't know what you were, I swear to God, in California, you there's a store called Falas, and they have Target and Walmart products, and, you know, I was definitely, you know, ratchet. So we used to go buy the curtains from Falas and go return them to Walmart for like $50 gift card. Like, and you know, that's cash money. Definitely used that. Curtains.
Ooh, that's the jug.
Jug. I just gave y'all a free game.
There you go. Name one thing you sneak into the movie theater.
Liquor.
Name one thing you can't stand that a guy does during sex.
tries to control the way I give my fellatio.
Okay.
Like, basically shoving my head down there. Like, I gotta work my throat to this nigga. Like, calm down.
But some dudes are different.
I just put it in my mouth.
Because some dudes don't like deep throat. Some dudes like just sloppy, blah, blah, you know.
Some dudes don't like deep throat.
No, some dudes.
Who?
Where? Preferred. Like, they prefer to be more. A nigga said it was lazy one time.
What?
Yeah.
How is it lazy?
You can deep throat the whole time. You're just.
I can deep throat the whole time.
I was like, you're fucking ungrateful.
Ungrateful. Do you know how much talent it takes to deep throat?
Suck your dick ever again.
Yeah, but you can't deep throat the whole session.
I can.
Right.
No, I'm saying, like,
I can.
Some dudes and some dudes like it.
I guarantee you, I can deep throat the whole session.
You gotta mix it up.
Yeah. That's the best of my fucking throat.
I'm gonna snap your lid.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's versatile.
That's true. You but I mean, to call it lazy. That's
it's not.
You put a dick down your fucking throat. and then you come call it lazy. Like what? I was like, never again,
no.
Bitch.
Yes.
So, what about that a girl does? Same with
that a girl does during sex. They don't know how to eat pussy. That's like a big thing.
They're fake gay.
They're fake gay. Being fake gay is definitely one of my pet peeves, but I understand why girls do it. It makes the most money. But like, you know, if I'm gonna have a threesome, it is definitely gonna be like everybody's getting fucking buck wild nasty. Like I need everybody on the same level here, people. Or it's just not. It's just not gonna work. Like I'm slapping you in the face with cum on my hand. Like we're doing it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like it's going you know, like I'm hella dominant when it comes to other women too. So
she's gonna slap the baby.
I'm just
don't be
listen.
Baby face.
Nah.
Wow.
See, I will let my nigga like go have a threesome, but I wouldn't be a part of it.
Really?
You can go do that, but I'm not going to do that.
Good for you.
I had a threesome.
Let him hire some hookers because they're probably the safest way to go, for sure.
Shit. You can be whoever. Shit. You get fucked. It ain't going to be me. Let me tell you, I need some help. He's too needy.
Take him, please.
Yeah, please. So, one more question. Name one thing you do that other people might think is weird.
That I do dress. I'm kinky. Like, I do a lot of kinky shit that a lot of people don't think is...
You, like, choke dudes and stuff?
I've never been able... I've shoved him a dick in his mouth, like, my strap on. Like, I shoved his face in it. Like, you know? He wanted that. That's what he wanted. When a dude sticks his fingers down his mouth, he goes, oh. Like, I know for sure he wants me to fuck him in his ass. For sure, that's a key sign.
You want me to fuck you in there? Next time a nigga does that, nigga. You want me to fuck you in the ass. I can't fuck with you.
No.
You put your finger? No.
The minute they start sucking your finger.
So do these dudes, because you said these are mostly like married men, they don't consider themselves to be gay.
I don't touch on that. I'm not here to ask you questions about your sexuality. I'm here to help you express your sexuality in a safe environment where you can actually enjoy yourself and leave satisfied. So that
does make sense to have that unbiased.
You can't judge. You really can't. In this industry, you cannot judge anybody, because you're going to get fat clients. You're going to get skinny clients. You're going to get bomb ass clients. You're going to get different. There's so many different people in this world that actually need that sexual energy. Ooh, so, you know, I don't judge. Nice. Like, for the most part, you know, I just keep it to myself, and I'm not here to be messy. I'm here to be at your discretion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to be here for you in a different way that nobody else is. And, like, that's what I had to realize about myself and my energy. That's what I am.
Right.
I'm not necessarily second best, or I'm an alternative to what you're used to.
Right.
You know, so I've had to accept that, and doing this has empowered me in that right. You know, it's an interesting.
So we have another game.
Okay.
You ready? So would you rather game?
Would I rather?
Would you rather?
Okay.
Okay, be blindfolded or do the blindfolding?
Ooh. Depends on if it's daddy. In my civvy life, I prefer to be blindfolded. Yes, I prefer to, I like daddy, but I prefer to do the blindfolding. Yes.
Okay. Have someone watch you have sex, or watch a couple have sex?
I would rather somebody watch me have sex. I feel like I would give a better performance for sure. I trust in that.
Watch.
Right.
You'd be like, Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah. Cuckold.
Coach from the sidelight.
Don't coach me.
Have someone, all right, it's that one. Orgasm during oral or intercourse?
Oh, oral. Hands down. If you can make me come with your mouth. I'm having flashbacks.
I'm having flashbacks
of this morning. I literally came in and I was like, you guys, I'm running off of 30 minutes nap and a fucking 44 ounce Red Bull Italian soda. Like, this is what happened. Yes.
You just had some shit go down last
night. I mean, with the client, yes, I did. Client and civvy. I was not expecting that at all. I know. My sex life is lit. It's lit. Right.
Romantic sex or rough sex?
Rough.
only be allowed to do foreplay with hands or mouth.
I would rather do foreplay with my mouth.
Would you rather have sex in missionary or doggy style?
Oh, hit it from the back. For sure.
Amazing sex that lasts 38 seconds. How is it amazing?
Hell no.
Or average sex that lasts 10 minutes.
What?
Right. I did not make.
Oh, well, see, work sex. If you fuck me for 10 minutes, I'm mad. I'm just going to be completely honest. Like it was. I can't. Fuck, I need you to be talented. I need you to be there. Like, if we're gonna fuck like all out, and I need it longer than 10 minutes, it takes a woman on average 20 minutes to orgasm. So like we gotta get warmed up. Like, so I mean, like,
I mean, I guess maybe with foreplay, but once it, I'm like,
and if you come early, I'm gonna take your soul, because I'm definitely just gonna suck your dick till it gets hard, and you're gonna sit back and fucking take it. That's what's gonna happen. Mac is definitely like, whoa.
With our powers combined.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
Sex in the shower or on the floor?
On the floor, showers are very dangerous. I would suggest to be at least like a level 8 sex like stage in life, like for sure. Sex in the shower can be dangerous unless you got like footholds and shit.
Right.
I like the open showers in the hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
When they're just like open. Yes.
High sex or drunk sex?
High. All day long. I want to fuck while we're smoking a blunt. Like, I want to give you head while you're smoking a blunt. That's different.
$1 million question.
What?
Oh. After agreeing to either one of these things, $1 million would be put into your hand, hypothetically.
Okay. Would I do something for $1 million? Okay.
Would you rather eat a large cockroach every day of your life? I don't know how you have to eat it. You could, like, fry it.
Right,
I don't know,
right.
Maybe put it in, chop it up and put it in some fried rice.
We can figure it out.
Or do 5 years in max security prison.
Fuck being institutionalized, I'll eat a fucking cockroach.
Like, that's not the worst thing.
Please. Time. We will figure it out.
Cook the fuck
every
out that
every fucking
roach.
Day.
I would fucking burn the fuck out of it till it had no germs
I'll
and then, like, sprinkle
in
it in, like, I would, like, right, you feel me? There's ways to cover
five
shit up.
5 years in prison, I could do 23 hours a day in my cell.
I'm not being institutionalized. You're not eating.
I'll come out with a million. Come out. I'm in my shit for 23 hours by myself. 1 hour. I'll beat a bitch up. I'll just kill a bitch.
Then you're in jail for longer.
Oh,
what up, Nelly?
You feel me? Like, there's no get out of jail free card when you're in jail.
I'll be cool. 5 years.
5 years?
I'll come out with a million.
Fuck no.
I'm not doing no fucking cockroach for the rest of my life.
Listen.
I'm gonna be alive for, like,
how could they monitor that?
Years.
How could they,
like,
monitor?
How do they know?
How
do
they know? Like, how can they monitor?
I already got my $1 million. Right,
right, bitch. Fuck you. Like, how do you?
Okay. I love this. Was that? Oh, that was just that. Oh no. Let someone piss in your mouth.
Ha.
Oh shit. Let someone piss in your mouth or not get on the internet for the next 25 years.
Jesus.
You would have to let someone piss in your mouth.
I would make them do a flush 2 days before, because there's a flush. And then I would probably make them drink hella fucking, like, Gatorade or something. So then when they pee, it's a thing. No, seriously, that's a thing. If you want, like, if somebody wants you to pee on their face, like, you do a flush and it completely flushes out all the everything in your system. And whatever you drink after the flush, your pee will taste like it. It's a thing. Yeah. This girl just did a video on Twitter.
Pee,
and she peed on champagne flukes and drank it.
It's still piss.
I would let somebody pee in my mouth. It's sterile.
Oh, no, baby.
So, have you ever, like, shit in someone's stomach?
Yes.
Chef, have you?
Yes.
I saw that in a movie. Heard of that.
It's called brown showers.
What is it called, brown showers?
They're called brown showers for sure.
Like, you drink, like, some X-Lax and just let it rip, or, like...
Yes. I mean, I was new to this. That's, like, definitely with prune juice. Anything, you know?
Your stomach was hurting.
I fucking hate you. I mean, my very first paid appointment... I probably shouldn't be saying paid appointment, but, like, fuck it.
Paid
shit. I peed in somebody's face. Like, I swear to God.
He
paid my rent that month. I swear to God. I was like, everybody got a price. You drink a gallon of water and you stand over his face and you piss.
But
that's
you
what you do.
In his face.
Yeah, I got
who
paid.
Cares?
Yeah.
Golden shower.
Even if you didn't get paid, I'll pee in a nigga's face. He ain't peeing in mine. Shit, I don't give a fuck.
If I'm peeing your face, I don't want to deal with you ever again. I'm letting you know this right now. You let me pee in your face.
Oh, yeah.
It's disrespectful.
It's over for us.
But I'd rather do that than...
I'd pee in your face again. After that, it wouldn't be too easy.
No, I don't even want to see you again. I don't want to know that I peed on you.
I peed on your face.
I peed on your face.
You didn't pee on mine.
That's so disrespectful.
But, like, if you get stung by a jellyfish, like, you're supposed to piss on it. It's like,
don't piss on me. Take the leg.
You suck.
All right.
Take the whole leg.
Lose the ability to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Or lose the ability to orgasm?
Fuck. I might have to be deaf.
Right.
I will remember what everybody sounds like. I'm taking the L. I need to orgasm. That sounds horrible.
That's true. I mean, it sounds like you've never heard before.
I will be Helen Keller just. I'll lose my sight and my fucking hearing and still have to orgasm. I am Stevie Wonder, okay?
You can take my sight too.
Take it all. I take it.
No.
I need to orgasm.
Yeah, definitely.
All of that. Just make sure that, you know, I'm not being, you know, I have to have a set person.
All right.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yo, this was probably, I like, this was dope.
This was fun.
This was fun.
And funny.
I'm glad that
I could
shed some light, literally.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
Anything else you want to say?
Stay safe. Do... Screen. I'm like, just going to say that all the time. Screen. Stay safe. You know, like I said, if you have resources, I guess you can follow me on my Snapchat, Instagram. They're all I am Kaya Namor on Instagram, Kaya Namor on Twitter. That's probably the best way to reach me. If you're looking for resources, places to go, rape counseling, go get tested.
Right? Thanks for coming
on. Right, yay.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
Okay, so my pet peeve today is the Ciara and Russell Wilson, all this stuff, right? It's really weird to me. I can't believe that this is still an issue that people are bringing up. This caption on this photo, come to Papa Russ. First, that's not dad. Papa Russ is not dad. Mm-hmm. People are saying, well, just say stepdad. Like, what the fuck is different from Papa Russ? Papa Russ it's still a nickname. Mm-hmm. We want to call him uncle or some shit. Like, so these niggas they've had a 1-year anniversary. Haven't they? Have a 1-year marriage. Haven't they been married for a year now? They got a fucking daughter of their own. I don't get why it's a fucking issue. And it's the same niggas that are, you know, lying to their baby's mom about having the bitch around their kid. The same niggas that only see their kids on the fucking weekends. Like, those are the niggas that I don't even know why they're even speaking on it. So, yeah, bum ass niggas. I was telling Hat to tell niggas yesterday, get the fuck up off my post. Get the fuck up off my post. You haven't seen your kid today, so you're worried about, you're doing too much.
Niggas really putting their whole soul into caring.
Future's not your big homie. Why are you so yeah,
people
pet peeve.
Really pissed off.
Yeah, it's not.
Niggas damn near ready to boycott the Seahawks.
Right. Fuck Russ.
All because the nigga's a good role model for the kid.
Right.
The fuck is wrong with
it's
niggas?
It's not the nigga. And even if it was, but it's not.
My thing is, didn't nobody say nothing when Ciara was in pictures with all his other kids?
With his other 4 kids.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't nobody say nothing.
Right. It's okay, though. That's fine. But not the other way around.
Niggas,
but yeah. Pet peeve. Losers.
Go see your fucking kid.
Yeah, work on getting custody of your kid. Mind your business.
Ugly nigga guidelines. Guidelines.
Ugly nigga guidelines. All niggas listening. You ugly motherfucker. So, honestly, I don't really got shit for you ugly niggas this time. But just to say, keep being you. Keep being confident. And shoot for the fucking stars. Worst thing a bitch can say is no. You're gonna be regular after that. Alright? That's all I got for you ugly motherfuckers. Because I got a girl. So somebody don't think I'm ugly, so you know what I'm saying?
You have a girl?
Look at.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at
that.
Huh? Sounds good.
All right, local music.
Local music. What you want to do?
I thought we were going to make it official.
Local music.
He almost died. I can never put it on you back, ever.
You my nigga dog.
You're first, who you got?
Up first, I got the beautiful Leah Brown, Seattle's own. It's in the group chat.
My girl.
Leah Brown, I met her through mutual friends. She probably don't remember. But she's cool chick. Beautiful voice. She got a track out right now called Almondy.
Almondy.
So thank you for finding me. I just wanna see you, baby. You're all over my mind. My eyes just wanna find you. I
just wanna see.
I'd be lying if I said that things haven't shifted toward the loving. And it's taking me by surprise, 'cause every minute that I'm with you, it feels so right.
I just wanna see you.
Fuck with that. That's Leah. Leah B. You can find her on Instagram at Leah B Sings. LIABSINGS on Instagram. Check her out on SoundCloud, iTunes right now if you want to hear this joint. This Almondy.
Right.
She doing her thing back there.
Definitely. Always. She's been...
Judge.
So I have Been About You by Chevy Shan. It's my local.
My nigga
local
Chevy.
Song.
Shout out to that nigga Chef.
To think about you. Can never question why you're here. Just know I'm glad I found you. That's what I'm doing. Find a thousand trying to get around it. And I don't think you ever know it, but I've been there, cause I've been there, cause I've been there, cause I've been there. Ain't thing to tell about you. Before was said, now you know I need to get about you. And if they ask me, yeah, fuck is what I get about you. Cause I don't think you ever knew it, but I've been about you. Got the body of a goddess. Hot of a stove, toaster in the oven, you the hottest. Them other little niggas and get it, baby, I got it. I lick them in the face and tell them bounce hydraulics. OGs say I'm polished, these bitches say that I'm solid. I done always been Batman, never been Robin. Bitch, I hustle hard cause I ain't really in the job. And now I had them pennies soaked from all this money I be clocking. Gotta thank God, cause through it all you been rocking. I ain't worried about your ex, that nigga know I get it poppin'. Fuck a Ferragamo purse, I'm tryna take you house shopping. Shit, it look like Foot Locker when you walk into my closet. You tryna watch it, I pause it, I open safety deposit. Cause you stay down for me when a nigga really lost it. If you ever call for me, I come running like a faucet. Cause you stay down for me when a nigga really lost it.
Chevy Shan is on SoundCloud.
That shit was fire.
Yeah, and that hasn't even dropped yet. He's gonna be performing.
That's exclusive. I need that nigga to email me.
He needs to hurry up and drop that.
I'm finna hit that. I'm.
He's gonna be performing at the Seattle Sound Music Awards to a Hard Rock Cafe on the 11th.
On the 11th of November.
Yep. And then he's on SoundCloud, and then he has what is it? Chevy Shan Bandcamp. But that shit's not on there, so you just gotta listen. Huh?
So I was going to message him and tell him, like, send me that. But I was like, I ain't going to tell him, nigga. He's just probably just going to let it be a surprise. Oh, you know? I'm definitely hearing that nigga then.
Right, send me that,
and bro.
And then, do you have a thought of the day? Quote of the day?
My quote of the day is, mind your fucking business. And you, I know these motherfuckers are gonna say some shit like, oh, but you guys talk about shit all day. That's what the fuck we supposed to do. We in a podcast. Mind your fucking business. If that nigga Papa Russell, he fucking Papa Russell. Better that nigga than the nigga that's eating all the fucking Captain Crunch. You want the nigga to be eating all the Captain Crunch, not feeding the nigga no soul food?
Mind your business.
Cause this nigga's out here. That nigga, when I was a kid, nigga, my mama boyfriend charged me for the snacks, nigga, that my mama bought.
Damn.
Nigga, what?
Your mom's out of pocket.
Sorry. I saw his mom. Nigga, this nigga charging. Papa Russell, mind your fucking business.
Hey, I gotta talk to you.
Mom Dukes, I love you. You're greasy for that one.
My cousin said, I told my mom she was out of line and she socked me up. He's like, I should have texted. Like, yeah, exactly.
So that's the quote of the day.
Mind your fucking business.
Mind your fucking business.
Mind your motherfucking business, bitch. Y'all know that one. Hey. Bye, niggas.
Get your ass in that shower.
Bye.
know that it's mine, baby.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacanellY.
You don't see when you let me, you'll never forget me. Girl, don't you miss your blessing.
Hello, guys. This is Kaya Nomura, and you are tuning into the Macanelli Podcast. Girl, miss your blessing.